You're listening to SBS News.
The COVID-19 pandemic is forcing families in the United States to mark Thanksgiving quite differently this year. In less than 10 months, the country has surpassed more than 10 million COVID-19 cases, one-fifth of the global number of infections. The most recent 1 million infections in the country was reached in just 10 days, faster than any previous million. In New Jersey, the non-profit Health Barn Foundation usually co-hosts a sit-down Thanksgiving feast for 150 older adults. This year, volunteers prepared and froze individual meals and packaged them in insulated bags. Seniors will be able to reheat the food at home. Stacey Antine, director of the Health Barn Foundation, says everyone has had to adjust.
Normally we have this beautiful dinner with beautiful spread. We have participants helping with serving, so it's on site and it's usually held at a large hall. So we thought, well, why not just take the dinner, and which we normally have, package it up, freeze it, and do a trunk, like grab and go. We know how important it is, and we know how much it means to them that they have this meal and that they know that they're appreciated and loved by the community.
Meanwhile, world leaders have reacted with cautious optimism to news that an experimental COVID-19 vaccine appears to be 90% effective in ongoing phase 3 trials. That performance goes far beyond what regulators have previously said was the minimum effectiveness rate for a vaccine that they would approve, of 50%. Two pharmaceutical firms, Pfizer and BioNTech, have released preliminary findings showing protection in patients was achieved 7 days after the second of two doses and 28 days after the first. While the interim analysis did not include information on the severity of the COVID-19 cases in the study, it did reveal that 42% of the study's 43,538 volunteers are from diverse cultural backgrounds. Previous research has shown an increased risk from the virus for black and ethnic minority groups. Subject to regulatory approval, the companies say they expect to supply up to 50 million vaccine doses globally this year and up to 1.3 billion doses in 2021. Vaccine trial participant Maggie Bishop says she's heartened by the development.
Anyone that gets to the finish line first and can get us, you know, vaccinated and back to living our lives, I'm on board. So I think it's encouraging.
The World Health Organization chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the news is encouraging. German Health Minister Jens Spahn says at least 200 million doses of the vaccine developed by BioNTech and Pfizer have been secured for the European Union through a preliminary agreement.
Germany, France or some other countries could certainly have concluded the contracts nationally. That would have been possible without a doubt. We would have got the contracts and found the right partners. The question is whether this would have been our understanding of European solidarity if the 3, 4 or 5 large member states, which are also attractive pharmaceutical markets, had secured vaccine doses for themselves. But the smaller EU member states, which are perhaps not quite as strong economically, would not have had the chance to obtain contracts and vaccine doses until months later, if at all.
Oxford University and AstraZeneca, with Pfizer in collaboration with BioNTech, are now at the final human trial stage. Australia's Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the manufacture of a coronavirus vaccine by British pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca has already begun. He says subject to regulatory approval, authorities expect to begin voluntary vaccination from March, with priority given to the elderly and health workers. In Brazil, authorities have defended the decision to halt clinical trials of a Chinese-developed vaccine after an adverse incident involving a volunteer recipient. Antonia Barra Torres, the head of Brazil's National Health Surveillance Agency, says the decision is precautionary and rejected claims the move was politically motivated. Meanwhile, in Italy, there are growing calls for a new national lockdown to counter a surge in cases. 49% of Italy's hospital beds are occupied by COVID-19 patients, above the alert threshold set by the health ministry. Dr. Massimo Porti at Milan's Niguarda Hospital says it's taking too long to diagnose positive cases.
If we take into consideration a very rough estimate, this might lead us to talk about around 1% of Milan's population being infected. In a city of 4 million, therefore, it is possible that there could be at least 40,000 people infected. You can understand how big the workload for laboratories and other structures doing tests is, taking also into consideration the extra screenings for those in schools or all those who have had contact with positive cases and requests for tracing. That's an important caseload. So, unfortunately, the capacity to make diagnoses in a short time has now been saturated.
Lebanon's hospital system is also under strain. The intensive care units are almost full and cannot take any more cases. In the aftermath of the Beirut port explosion on the 4th of August, the health sector is struggling to respond to the growing number of COVID-19 cases. So far, more than 96,000 cases and almost 750 deaths of the virus have been recorded. Lebanese caretaker Prime Minister Hassan Diab says there's a need to implement a new lockdown that will last until the end of the month.
Today we have reached the red line in the number of infected cases, and we have reached the stage of severe danger with the inability of the private and public hospitals to receive infected people with critical conditions because the hospital's beds are full of serious conditions, and we are worried that we might reach a point where people die in the streets.
And in a sign of the times, Collins Dictionary has chosen lockdown as the word of the year in 2020 after a sharp rise in its usage during the pandemic. Collins counted more than 250,000 uses of the word this year, up from just 4,000 last year. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.